Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is daf Samach Zayin. And yesterday we determined that apparently there's a machlokes about whether we can use the word b'moado as a raya that b'moado would mean in its time, whenever that is, whether the tzibur is tummy or not, or whether the Shabbos is the day and something also needed to be done on Shabbos. That was called b'moado af b'Shabbat, b'moado af b'tuma. It turned out yesterday that definitely not everybody agrees with this, because in our Mishnah, it turned out that we could only use b'moado as a gzera shava between the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach, but each one needed to be learned out from the other one, b'nogea particular halacha. So from the Tamid, we learned out the Pesach, because we had a raya that Tamid, because it says mevad olata Tamid, is Docha Shabbos, and from Pesach, we prove that the Tamid is brought even Betuma if the Tzibur is Tame. However, yesterday we weren't satisfied with how we know that, because we started off with Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. Rabbi Yochanan's Raya was Ish Ish Yet Tame LeNefesh, that only an individual is Nitcha LePesach Sheni and not a Tzibur. But Reish Lakish said, well, that doesn't prove very much. Maybe it means only a Yochid is Nitcha LePesach Sheni, but a Tzibur isn't Nitcha LePesach Sheni and doesn't bring the Pesach at all. That doesn't have that option. So how do we really know? So we were trying to begin yesterday to figure out how, according to Reish Lakish, indeed, do we know that a Pesach is brought Betuma B'Tzibur? And once we would know that, we would use the Gezeirah Shava of B'Moado B'Moado that appears by the Korban Tamid and by Korban Pesach to tell me that the same thing would be true about the Korban Tamid. And the Korban Tamid also would be brought even Betuma. So we began yesterday, let's go over it again, on one line up from the bottom of the daf, where is the proof? According to Reish Lakish. Hello, I'm Reish Lakish. I'll tell you. It says, in terms of the overall din of making sure that nobody tame is in the machane, so it says, Tzavet b'nei Yisrael, v'yishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tame lenefesh. Now note that there's really three different madrigot of tuma here in this pasuk. The lowest of which, on the surface anyway, is a tame lenefesh, which is only a tumas maga. So when you touched, or you went in oil, which is the equivalent of touched, a mace, so you become a tamei lenefesh. There's something more chomer than that, and that's tuma yotza migufo, where you yourself, your body is the source of tuma, such as the case of a zav. And then we have yet a more chomer thing than that, which is the tsarua, and the mitzora has additional chumras, which some of which the Gemara doesn't even mention, the fact that it's betame by walking into an oil together with it. And then there's other special dinim that he has to be Yoshev Badad, and he's not allowed to be in sleeping with his wife, and he has to tear his begodim and things like that. So clearly there are three different dargas. And each one of these dargas, the pasuk says, all and any, kol tzarua, kol zav, kol tamei lenefesh. So in order to understand this pasuk first as an introduction to where we get the idea, I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with the Korban Pesach at all. I mean, it's just talking about making certain that Tomei people are not in the Machane. So this is the introduction to Reish Lakish's Raya. So he begins with an analysis of this pasuk. It says, Kol Tzarua v'chol zov v'chol Tomei l'nefesh. Now, I ask you, would it really be necessary to make all of these details? I mean, couldn't it just mention Tomei Mesim, you know? And I would know by myself, that if a tamei mace has to be thrown out of the machane, zavinu mitzoraim, certainly. Because ani omer, I'd say to myself, im tamei meitim ishtalchim zavinu mitzoraim lo kosheke. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to analyze whether it's really so simple that we'd be able to learn out zavinu mitzora from mace, because obviously, in certain ways, the tamei mace is more chomer. And he needs a paraduma. There's no paraduma for zavin mitzoraim. Okay, all of those issues we'll leave to later so that we can have an exciting day about analyzing the various levels of tuma, which, of course, now has brought us in from the dinim that we spoke about in terms of Shabbos, which, once again, we're using the Korban Pesach as the general halacha. We go from the Korban Pesach and its dinim of tuma to tell me the general dinim of Tzibur Betuma. This is consistent with everything we've seen so far, that the Pesach is viewed sort of as a primal description of various chiyuvim, whether it's in terms of achila or in terms of hanor, or in terms of dinim hekdesh or chulin. Anyway, so here is the diak of Reish Lakish. So first of all, why do I need to even mention a zav and Mitzora, if you already told me that you need to send out a Tomei Meis from the Machna? Must be, says Resh Lakish Ella, Yesh Lecha Sha'a, Shezavinu Mitzora im Mishtachin, Ve'ein Tmei Meitim Mishtachin. What this must be telling you, therefore, is that there are particular circumstances, since it says three different things here, so there must be a time in which we wouldn't be able to learn one out from the other, because simply there are periods where only the Zavin and the Mitzorayim have their own special halacha, which would not be able to be derived from the Tamei Meit, and the Tamei Meit indeed would be allowed in. And they would not be allowed in. And so because of that, we need to have a separate chiyav of shiluach min ha-machaneh for those particular times when the Tomei Meis is allowed in the machaneh. Now, when do you think that is? That must be the Pesach Haba Betuma. So from here, you could see that, in fact, there is a time, and that must mean that the only way to understand that pasuk about being nidchet to Pesach Sheni and so on for individuals, that can't mean that the tzibur doesn't have an option. Here, the pasuk is clearly mentioning an option. There are times when Tmei Meis are actually going to be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash to bring their korbanos. Okay, so that could only be referring to the Korban Pesach, and therefore, there's no possible way to understand what I suggested to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe the tzibur doesn't have any tikkun. Obviously, it does. Omar Abaya doesn't like this too much, because Abaya says, it's all very nice that you made a diuk. Why does it need to say Zavinu Mitzorayim, you know? But, I mean, why don't you take it one step further? And why don't we also say, Yomar Zavut Meimetim V'Yomar Mitzora? If the Torah were to have just mentioned Zav and Tamei Meit, then there wouldn't have been any need to say Mitzorah, because I would have said, gee, if a Zav is Mishtaleach, certainly a Mitzorah is Mishtaleach, because it's more Chamur. So why do I have to teach the din of the Mitzorah? Must be, you could say the same diak you said before, must be there is a certain time when only Mitzorahim would need to be sent out, but not Zavim. Besides, not to be made. And that would mean that a Pesach Haba Betuma, the Eza is a Pesach Haba Betuma, that would mean that a Pesach Haba Betuma is actually okay for Zavim. Now, therefore, your Raya, Resh Lakish, is certainly not limited to the din of Tamei Meis. Now, don't try to tell me that, well, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe, in fact, if a Pesach is brought Betuma, it would be brought even betumas zivas, not only in tumas meis. Maybe you'll say that, right? And that zavim are allowed into the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban pesach in the event that the tzibur is tamei, rova the tzibur tamei. Problem is that we have a mishnah later on that says pesach haba betuma lo yochlu mimenu zavin zavot nidot v'yoldot. No other source of tuma are allowed to participate in a Korban Pesach, even if that Korban Pesach was brought Betuma and is Tame. So it's a problem. If they did eat it, in that case, we learn out from the Pasek that there's no Chi of Chorus, they're Potter. Normally there would be a Chi of Chorus. Okay, fine, that's all very nice. But meanwhile, certainly, they're not allowed to be part of the Korban Pesach. Whereas if you're bringing a Diak from this Pasuk, Resh Lakish, that the mention, the unnecessary mention of Zavin is what the limit is to Tamei Meisim, then the unnecessary mention of Mitzorayim should teach the same halacha for Zavin, and we know that that is not the case, which means that there's something wrong with your diak. So this can't be the mucker. Ella Amar Abai says, look, I think the first limud is perfectly well, perfectly okay, the way Rabbi Yochanan learned it. I'd say we learn it from the Ish, Giyatameh, and that means only an individual is put off to Pesach Sheni, and a Sibur is not. Now, as far as you who said, how does that prove anything? I mean, after all, maybe it means that a Sibur doesn't have the option of Pesach Sheni, but where does it say that the Sibur does have the option of Pesach Rishon? I'll tell you why. Because if it was really telling me that the tzibur is usur in a Pesach Sheni, all you needed to say was, Ish Ish Kiye Tameh. I mean, all you wanted to do is say that anybody who's Tameh, and that would mean I now know that wherever there's Tuma, it's only individuals. Why do you have to mention L'Nefesh? I know what you're going to say. What do you mean, why do I have to mention L'Nefesh? Because obviously, how else would I know that only a Tamei Meis is the one who is allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni, but others are not allowed, which you just said before, that the Zavina Mitzorayim and the Yoldot and so on are not. So you'll say, what kind of silly question is that? Of course it needs to say Tamei L'Nefesh. Ah, no, you see, because Vatanya in the Braita learns that out from somewhere else. It says, you might think that the din is, in fact, like you just mentioned, that only a Tamei Meis is Nitchela Pesach Sheni, in the same way that we know that Zavin and Mitzoraim are not allowed in when the Tzibor is Tamei. So you might think, like you just suggested, that the same thing is true in terms of being Nitchela Pesach Sheni, and only a Tamei Meis brings a Pesach Sheni. Zavin and Mitzoraim do not have an option of bringing a Pesach Sheni. That's what you might think, because it's Eshkashiyah Tamei L'Nefesh Adam, right? But you would be wrong. Because, in fact, even if you are not Tamei, Stam, you just weren't able to make it in time to the Pesach Rishon. You got caught in traffic, and because of that, you were Bederech Rechoka. So what does the Torah say about traffic jams on Erev Pesach? You might think that Lo Yehoseh Pesach Sheni, only the Tamei Meisim and Shalya Bederech Rechoka, which are the two that are mentioned. How do we know that anybody, even a Zav, even a Mitzora, Boal Nidas, whatever the source of the Tumah is, there's no problem of bringing a Pesach Sheni if you're unable to bring the Pesach Rishon? Talmud Lomar, Ish, Ish. This additional point. Asher Yet Tameh, any individual who is Tameh at all from whatever source, no matter what it is going to be able to bring the Sheni. So putting it this way, Asher Yetameh, and only then to mention L'Nefesh Adam, which is a strange way of saying it. I mean, you should have said, Kol Ish Tameh L'Nefesh. Instead, you say, Ish Ish Asher Yetameh, which means any Tumah. So then that means the Nefesh Adam is a secondary consideration. What is that secondary consideration? Why did the Torah therefore write L'Nefesh? You could have just said Tameh, and that would have included all Tameim, and all you did was confuse me by throwing in the business of L'Nefesh Adam. So obviously the L'Nefesh Adam is not coming to tell me what the din is L'Gabe Pesach Sheni, which is the open topic that we're discussing over here. Who is Nitchela Pesach Sheni? Well, I'm not trying to tell you only a Tameh Meis, because I say Beferish Ish Ish Asher Yetameh, and I put the L'Nefesh Adam afterwards. So that means that the L'Nefesh Adam is actually a limitation on that which is only a consequence of the implication of the pasuk. And what it's saying is, Ish Nitchela Pesach Sheni ve'ein Tzibur Nitchela Pesach Sheni, but they would actually do it betuma. And when they do it Petuma, that's why it mentions L'Nefesh Adam. When the Tzibor does do the Pesach Petuma, it's only B'Tamei Meis. So in other words, the implied meaning of the Pesach is what the words L'Nefesh Adam is coming to address. The implication being only an individual who is Nitchela Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibor is not Nitchela Pesach Sheni, which answers Reish Lakish's objection, because there's no other way to understand the Pesach. Because now the implication of L'Nefesh Adam is there to teach me, but when I tell you that the Tzibor can bring a Pesach Betuma, what does it mean? What is it referring to? A Tzibor that was Tameh Betuma's Meis. Not a Tzibor that was Tameh Bezovin Zavos Yoldos, and so on and so forth. So therefore you see from here very clearly, a Pesach Betzibor does actually come into the Beis HaMikdash Betuma, and since it says B'Moado by Pesach, and since it says B'Moado by Tamid, so as we saw in the Mishnah, there's a Gzeirah Shava. Just like we use this Gzeirah Shava to tell me the halacha that we learned out in the opposite direction, from the Tamid to Pesach that is brought on Shabbos, we learn out in this direction, from Pesach to Tamid, that it's brought Petuma. Okay. Now, the question is, Now that we brought up that there's three different dargas of tuma in this pasuk, there's the tamei mesh, there's the zavim, and then there's the mitzoraim. And we took for granted, which of course we're going to need to look into more closely, we took for granted that the order of the chumra would be from tamei mesh is the lowest, to zavim mitzoraim yotzi migufam, to mitzoraim as the highest. Okay, so let's take a look at the interrelationship between these different tumas and the degree of the shiluach min hamachan. And before we do that, let's just point out that if you take a look at the way that the midbar was constructed, it was constructed as three separate machanos. So we had the machane shechina, and that machane shechina was the mishkan itself, which was surrounded by the mechitza, which were the kila'im that were saviv la-mishkan, and that has its counterpart in the modern Beis HaMikdash, which is surrounded not by Kla'im, but by an actual wall, which is the equivalent. It's actually referred to as Betoch HaKla'im because of it's based on the Mishkan. So that would be what we call the Ezrat Yisrael. And that would be that single Azara starting at Shar Nikanor that goes from what we call the Ezrat Nashim, which is just an addition. But the Ezrat Nashim does not have its own special din of a machana. It's part of the overall machana called the Har Habayit. Now, that is what is known as the Machana Leviya. That was defined in the Midbar as the area Soviv Lomishkan where the Leviim lived. And then that was where Moshe Rabbeinu was and that we spoke about so often. Then we have situated around the Machana Leviya, we have the Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael, the modern counterpart of the Machane Yisrael, is within the area of Yerushalayim, which was Mekudash for Achilas Kachim Kalim, but Pashtus within the Chumat Yerushalayim. The din, however, of this Chumrah of Machane Yisrael also extends to any city that was surrounded by a wall at the time of the Knesset La'aretz. Now, there's only one thing that is important for in terms of shiluach min hamachana, because neither a tamei meis has got a problem with the machana Yisrael, nor zavim, nor yoldot, or anything like the normal tumah yotzei migufa. The only one who has a problem with machana Yisrael is the mitzora, where over there it says badad yeshev chutz l'machaneh moshavo. And we're going to learn out that that means even outside of Machane Yisrael, which means he's not allowed into Yerushalayim, he's not allowed into any city, for that matter. That was Mukafat Choma. Now, given that background, that there are three dargas of Tuma, and that there are three levels of Machanos, let's now take a look at how it is that the Pasuk is merames to the interrelationship of each one of the respective Tumeim to the respective Machane. You'll notice that Akiva has got all of this up there on the board in very impressive. I mean, it looks like Einstein's physics lab over there. Don't let anybody fool you. That's the Daf Yomi that he's got there behind him. Excellent. So going on, says Rav Chisda, here's what I would say. If a Mitzora goes, obviously, Be'isr, but he goes against the Chiyav Midiraisa, and he goes into a machana that he's not allowed to, namely goes into Yerushalayim or into one of Orei Yisrael, even though he was over on an Isser D'Oraisa, he is not going to be Chayav Malkus. Why is that? Because it says in the Pasuk Badad Yeshev, Michutz L'machaneh Moshavo. Now note that is an Isser Aseh. It is not an Isser Lav, right? He is supposed to stay outside. So then that means that the lav of the loyikatzul machane, that does not apply to him. So when it says loyitamu et machanehem, which is the end of the pasuk that we just brought, that v'yishalchu min hamachane kol tamei lenefesh and kol zav and so on, and the kol mitzora, that is an Isra Lav. But then at the end of the Pasuk, the Lav comes, the Azara comes, only from the word not Vyashahu, but rather from the Loyitamu. But that would mean that the mitzora, because he has this additional chiyuv, badad yeshev, b'chutz l'machaneh moshavo, he is not going to be chayav malchus. Why? Now, Rashi takes the Gemara at face value. It's not going to be chayav malchus because hakatuv nitko la'aseh. Because this is a lav hanitak la'aseh for the mitzora. Because since he has the mitzvah of getting out of the city that he went in, that is considered to be a continuing situation, which means that he always has a mitzvah asay to get out of the city that he went to. And since he has a mitzvah asay, so then that would mean that it's a lava nitikla asay. And because of that, it's not chayev in malchus. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this one bit. And he understands that the posik of Badad Yeshev is actually the makor of the fact that the mitzora has to be out of all three machanot, and it's not an additional iser aseh. And when we use the word nitko, it doesn't mean connected it from that lav to the aseh. It means it disconnected it from the lav and turned it into an aseh, meaning by changing the phraseology from the lo yitamu et machanehem, which would only apply to the common denominator of the first two machanos, which is Tomei LeNefesh, Zov, and Mitzora in the Machane Shechina and Machane Levia, that's a lav, v'lo yitamu et machanehem. But this third machane is only presented as an aseh, and therefore he will not be chayiv malchus. That's all the Gemara is saying. It doesn't mean the word lav anitek laseh the way it normally would mean it. So that's a completely different understanding of what the Gemara is saying. So it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether that first pasuk included the mitzvah. And we'll take a look at the limud that is coming up to get a better sense of it. So says the Gemara, but Rav Chista can't be right. Of course the mitzora is chayav malchus, because doesn't it say in the Brayta Beferish, mitzora shenichnas lifni mimichitzato ba'arbaim, it is Beferish. A mitzora who went in to a machana that is prohibited, bring him back, who is prohibited to him, is going to be chayav malchus. And therefore, we clearly see that it's a lav, not an aseh. Or that it's a regular lav and not a lav anitek laseh. That's clear, right? So right up front, we see clearly that Rav Chista is wrong. Then it goes on to say, Zavin v'zavot shenichlesu lefnim mechitzatam, and if they would go in, the lower level of Tumah of Zavin and Zava, or Yoledet, they would also be chayev arba'im if they go into Machana Leviya. The Mitzora would be chayev arba'im if it goes into Machana Shechina. And the Tomei mate, he's allowed to go into the Machane Levia. There's no problem. He can go into the Machane Levia. The only thing that's off limits to him is the actual Machane Shechina, which is the Azora itself. The Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kohanim, not the Ezras Nashim or the Harabayas. Now again, all of this is Midiraisa. The Chachomim added various Harchokas. But we're talking about in terms of the Diraisa. And not only is a Tomei Mace able to go into the Machane Levia, but even a body can be brought into the Machane Levia, which is Avia Avot Atuma. Nonetheless, you're allowed to bring a mace into the Har Habayit and into the Ezras Nashim. And we know that that's true because that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu brought along Yosef's kever with him. It says, Vayikach Moshe Tatzmot Yosef Imo. From Imo, we learned out that it was Imo b'mechitzato. Moshe obviously was in the Machane Levia. That was the original description of the Machane Levia. And it says here that he had Atzmot Yosef with him. So clearly there's no Isser, even of the Meis Atzmo, in the Mechitza of Moshe. Now, just like we had Gzeirah Shava, over here, we seem to have a gzera shava between La and the Rebbe. Both of them are looking miserable. So the question is the Makar the Rebbe or is the Makar La? Since the screen has not put them together for some reason, the mashmaut is that this is not a hekesh. It's only a gzera shava. So now, anyway, we see very clearly that Rav Chisda is wrong, right? Says Rav Chisda, well, of course you see that I'm wrong. But that's because it's a machlokas tanoim. Yes, 100%. This braita is saying I'm wrong. There's no way out of that. But there's another braita. The other braita says like this. Badad yeshev. So what is badad yeshev? Badad yeshev means the mitzvah has to be entirely alone. In what sense? That none of the other tameim are going to be with him. Meaning, he's like out of the places where other tameim are. He can't sit there with his good friends, the Tamei Mace or the Tamei Mitzora or the Tamei Zivas or anything like that. He's got to be in his own separate place. So this means that the Makor of the third Machana, as it applies to the Mitzora, is the new Pasuk of the Chiev of this Badad Yeshev. So now, if you just take a look at that, so you say, okay, I've got two psukim. On the one hand, it says that the mitzorah, he's in his own special machana. All right, so now when I go back and I look at the pasuk that says, the kol tamei lefesh, together with the kol tzaruah v'kol zav, you might think that, okay, now we know the mitzorah has his own place, and the other two have their own place, which means that there's a total of two machanot that are mishtaleach. So you might think that Zavin and Tmei Mesim have the same din of Shiluach. Talmud Lomar, v'lo yitamu et machanehem. Machanehem, what do you mean machanehem? Just say, lo yitamu et machaneh, right? Ah, obviously, there is a respective machaneh for each level of the remaining two Tmeos. Namely, after we've taken the Mitzora out of any of the Machanais, we now have two levels of Shiluach. So that means the Tomei Meis is Nishtaleach Chutz Mimachaneh Shechina, and that means that he's allowed into the Harabayit and the Ezros Nashim. And the others, namely the Zovin and the Yoldot, they are Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shtei Machanot. So they're not allowed in not to the Azora, they're not allowed into even the Ezros Nashim or the Harabayit, which actually have the same din. So Talmud Lomar v'aloyu t'mu'et machanehem, li'tein machane l'zeh, u'machane l'zeh. So in other words, that tells me that there are three separate places. But then that means that we're learning out the Mitzora from the Chiev Aseh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. I do not need to use this Badad Yeshev to tell me the mitzvahs asay for the din of the mitzora. I can learn all three madregas of machaneh, three machanot, from the pasuk itself that mentioned kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanefesh. And here's how I would do it. I would say, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yishalchu min ha-machaneh kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanefesh. Now, if we analyze the pasuk, we see that there are two madregas of unnecessary mentioning. Because if I would have said tamei meit, then don't mention tamei zav. I would have known by myself. Ani omer, I would say to myself, well, obviously, if tamei meis has to be thrown out of the machane, kol shekein, someone who's tumei is yotze migufo, so is zav lo kol shekein. Why then do you think the Torah said zav? Because it's trying to tell me that the Zav has got to be sent out even further than the Tamei Meit. So that gives us at least two Machanot. Machana 1 for Tamei Meit, Machana 2, and then we'll try to figure out what that is, Machana 2 for the Zav. Now, I'll ask you furthermore. Why don't you just say Kol Zav? Why do you need it Tzaruah? Because I would say to myself, look, I mean, if you got to get rid even of Zavin, Mitzorayin or more chomer than Zavin, as we'll discuss in a moment, isn't that a kosher cane? Therefore, why can you justify the mentioning of Mitzorah? Must be that there is Machana number 3. That's the point. So then that means, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk of Lo Yitamu et Machanehem is talking about all three. So then why does it mention Badad Yeshev? That's to tell me that when it comes to the Mitzora, it's making it a lava nitak la'aseh, as Rashi understands it, and therefore he wouldn't be getting Malkus. That's like me, says Rav Chisda. And therefore there is, in fact, a Machlokus Tanoim between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. It's very simple. And I was telling you that the halacha, I was telling you that basically we are going with the idea of the issue being Yadad Yeshev. We'll see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk we need for another issue later. Okay, so that means according to Rabbi Shimon, we know by definition, if you're telling me the mate, I would have known the dinim of the Zav. And if you're telling me the halacha of Zav, I would know by definition the mitzora. Why? I just want to make sure I understand why that's true. Could you tell me why you think that it's so poshut that a Zav is chomor more than a tamimet? Let's talk it out and see if it makes sense. My chomrit is Zav b'tamimet. I mean, I'm assuming that the point is, because obviously tumi yotzel of migufo is more chomer than somebody who just touches something and something external makes him tame, right? But, I mean, I could argue the other way around. I could argue that adarabah, tame mate is the most chomer thing because nothing else requires a para aduma and a hazoya of shlishi vishvi to be mittaher. So, obviously, the Torah has a much stricter view of Tumas Meis than it does of a Zav. So, therefore, for you to tell me, well, it's obvious that if a Meis is going to be Mishtalayach, a Zav will be Mishtalayach. Nah, I don't see that that's necessarily the case. And maybe that's why the Torah needed to mention it, not to give it a separate Machna, huh? Says the Gemara, no. I'll tell you why. There's two different words that are mentioned in terms of this Tuma, because it says Tamei, and it says kol tameh lanefesh, right? What do you think that kol adds? That kol comes to tell me anybody who is tameh on the darga of tameh lanefesh, meaning somebody who was in touch with tuma. So then that would mean that it includes even a tameh sheretz or the equivalent of it. You could have somebody who touched someone who touched a mace. He's only tamei till the night. Somebody who touched the sheretz, he's only tamei till the night. He's neither tumat shiva, nor does he, obviously. There's no din of needing a par aduma. So the whole thing is ridiculous. So if you're telling me that tamei mate also includes tamei sheretz, I mean, then I think we're all agreed that there's no possible way that you could say that zavin are not more chomer than a tamei sheretz. Of course they're more chomer than a tamei sheretz. They're coming for 7 days, tumei yotzei migufo, for a million reasons. So therefore, when we say we're learning out from tamei mate, we mean we're learning out from that entire set of tamei mate and kol tamei mate, kol tamei lenefesh. That's what the meaning is. Zav is certainly chomer from tamei sheret, so that's not a problem. And what is that chumra? I mean, that chumra is what you just said, I'm assuming, right? I'm not even sure about that. That just because it's Yotzei Beguf, I could taina adarabah. Sheretz, I could look at as being more chomer. Why is that? Because a sheretz, if you're touched by a sheretz without doing anything whatsoever to have, this is something where you, let's say you were jumping up and down, right? And accidentally you bump into a dead sheretz, let's say. Are you going to be tamei? Yes, 100%. But suppose you jump up and down, and because of that, you dislodge a re'iyah of zivas. Are you going to be tameh? No, because it has to be ror b'soro. It has to be part of the natural and not some type of unnatural stimulus that would cause you to be a zav. That's called ba'ones. So if you can trace what it was that might have dislodged that discharge, it's not going to be b'tameh. So therefore, in a sense, the Tumas Sheretz is more chomer than the Tumas Zivas. Amri. Okay? I have an answer to this one too. Because in that particular level of Tuma, okay, where you're talking about just the same as the level of Tumas Sheretz, right? So on that level of Tuma, you've only have a one-day Tuma. There is such a thing as a Zav that only has a one-day Tuma. And that is a Zav Bal Re'iya Achas. So a Zav, remember, has three dargas. Riachas is only metame like a Balkari. 2 days is Metame Shiva, but he's not Chayav Karban. 3 days is Metame Shiva, but he is Chayav Karban. The din that a Zav is Metame like a Balkari goes across the board. Not only is he Metame only the Tumas Erev, but he has the same din as a Balkari. Now, that's not to say, obviously, that the material that's discharged by a Zav is the same as normal semen that's discharged by a Balkari. That's not what it means. But it means it's the same halacha. So in the same way that a Balkari is Tamei, no matter what caused him to become a Balkari, there's no din of his not being a Balkari if it's Ba'ones. So therefore, that level of Zivas is also Metame Ba'ones. In which case, since we now know that the Zav would be Metame there, certainly it's overall, it would be a Chumra. So Keter Ravuna, the Om Ravuna, Re'iya Rishona Shel Zav, is even Metame Ba'ones. So therefore, there's nothing at all about Tumat Sheretz that is more Chumar than Tumat Zivas. Anyway, okay, so now let's go to the next level. You said, if it would have said Zav, I certainly would have known Mitzora. Why is that so obvious? Why is that more Chumar? I mean, I'm assuming it's because he needs Pri'a Ufrima, and he needs to leave his hair long, and he has to let his garments be open, and he's not allowed to sleep with his wife, whereas none of that obviously applies to Zivas. But I could tell you, Adarabba, a Zav is more chamor than that. For some reason, and Tosis points out this is very strange, for some reason the Gemara doesn't point out that there's another chumra of Mitzora, namely that it's Metame in the Bayit, it's Metame Bevia. Okay. But okay, we left that out. But anyway, Adarabba, Zav is more chamor, because a Zav is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, and it's Metame Kli Cheres Beheset. Now, this is a little bit strange because a Mitzora is also Metame Mishkav Umoshav. However, there's a difference. The difference is that whereas Zav is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, so then somebody who becomes Tomei from that Mishkav Umoshav, that Mishkav Umoshav is Metame Adam Letame Begadim. Masha Enkein, if the Mitzora creates the Mishkav Umoshav, then it's Metame Adam, but it's not Metame Adam Letame Begadim Sha'alav. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos' approach is that a Mitzora that creates Tumas Mishkav, that Tumas Mishkav is only Metame Oichlin Umashkin. It's not Metame Odom at all. Okay, but this is obviously not our sugya right now to get into those details. But the point is that the Zav is more Chomer in certain ways. And also there's this new Chumra called Heset, where the Tameh thing lifts or moves the untameh thing, which is the opposite of the normal din of Noseh, and therefore, if a Mitzora will push against the Kli Cheres, even though it never comes into contact with the inside of the Kli Cheres, he's going to be metameh it. I mean, the Zav who does that is going to be metameh it, whereas a Mitzora who pushes the Kli Cheres, no different than any of the Tumeh. You can't be metameh Kli Cheres from the outside. So doesn't that show that the Mitzora is less Chomer? So how would we be able to learn a Kal V'Chomer? Says the Gemara for the same reason. It doesn't just say Zav. It says Kol Zav, Kol Tzarua V'Chol Zav. And that comes to include a Balkari, who is a level, same as level one of Zav, is what you were suggesting. So it's telling me that a Balkari has to be Mishtalech Ben Amach. I mean, obviously, it's Mitzora is Chomra be Balkari. That's ridiculous. A Balkari is a very low level of Tuma. So therefore, since the word Zav includes Balkari, we now know for sure that it's a Kal V'Chomer that a Mitzora is Chomer. I just want to make understand, I'm sure, what exactly is the Chomer? Like what you just said? About Osir B'Tash B'Shamita, and then he has to tear his clothes and all of that, right? I mean, I could tell you that a Balkari is more Chomer because there is a minimal shiur of the din of Tzaratz, right? So it has to be a tiny shiur, but it's still, the size of a small bean is still a shiur. Mashain kein a Balkari, there's no limit at all to the amount of semen that's metame. Shekei metame b'mashu. So how can you compare it? Something that doesn't have a shear is more chomor, isn't it? No, actually, Rabbi Shimon holds like Reb Nosson. And Reb Nosson holds, and he quotes Rabbi Shmuel in this, that a zav, And we're talking about over here the Zov, but we have a Hekesh of the Zov to the Balkari, as we'll see. And a Zov does have a shear. And that shear is sufficient discharge to block the penis. So it has to be enough sticky material that's going to prevent any kind of easy discharge. The Chachamim were not moded to this, but nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon is moded to this. So since we have a Hekesh of a Zov to a Balkari, and that's from the Pasuk Zot Torat HaZov Vasher Tetzei Mimenu Shichvat Zera, because of that, it means that there is a minimal shear to a Balkari, and therefore you can no longer argue that the Mitzora is actually less. It's the same. They both have a shear. Okay, so now that every one of those coals is so important, what are you going to do with that last coal? Called Sarua. I mean, you could have just said Sarua, right? Yes, but the Pasuk, since it started already, mentioned three things. And it said kol for the first two. Aide dictiv kol zov, and kol tomei lanefesh, so ksiv nami kol tsorua. Okay, so now the question is, what was wrong with that first diak? I mean, isn't it true that we have a very good way of learning out all three machanas from the same pasuk? So what did Rabbi Yehuda have against that? Rabbi Shimon's diak in the pasuk was gorgeous. Shaber kama Rabbi Shimon. So as we said before, Rabbi Yehuda says that pasuk we need for something else. And we need it right back here in the sugya of the Karban Pesach. And that is that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you might think that in the event that a Pesach was being brought Petuma, the Zavin and the Mitzorain pushed their way in and they said, everybody else around here is Tameh and they're going into the Azara. We're coming in too. And they pushed their way in. And you might think that if they went in on a day where the Pesach is being brought Petuma, you might think that they're normally they're Chayav Karas, they would be Chayav Karas. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Torah has to put together. V'yishalichu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'kol zov v'kol tamei l'nefesh. That you should know that only at a time that the tamei l'nefesh is thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash, then the Zavinu Mitzorainu Mishtachin with this Darga of Karas. But Ein Timei Meitim Mishtachim, then you don't have this Chiev either of the Chiev of Karas. Ein Zavin Umitzorain Mishtachin. Even though we brought from the Pasuk that you cannot allow in the Zavinu Mitzorain, but at the same time, it's coming to tell me because of this Hekesh that only when all three of them would be Chiev Karas for Knesa, but if only two out of the three, then there would be no Chiev Karas.